Look, it's simple, I explained patiently. There's this party, this pool party, and I was not invited. Not only was I not invited, but the girl who's having the party went out of her way to not invite me. By the way, hi. My name is Marco. I'm an Animorph too. I'm the smart, cute one. No, seriously. Jake's the bossy one, Cassie's the nice one, Rachel is the stupidly brave one, and Tobias is the bird. I am the cute one. All the girls think so. All except Darlene.
So you are not wanted at this party, but you want to go anyway?
That was Axe speaking. Well, not exactly speaking. He's an analyte, and analytes don't have mouths. They do thought speak. It's like telepathy. We can all do it when we're in Morph, but for analytes, it's their normal language. Axe's real name is Aximile Eskruth Isthil. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? Now you know why we just call him Axe. That's right, I explained to him. I mean, Jake and Cassie were both invited. Rachel was invited, but she's going to that stupid gymnastics thing. Basically, everyone at school was invited. All I'm saying is, there must be a reason why I was not invited. And I think I know what that reason is. Darlene likes me. There's no other possible explanation. Axe looked puzzled.
Is that common among humans? Do you avoid the ones you like?
Not like. Like. I like you, Axe, but I don't like you. There's like, and then there's like. Axe stared at me with his main eyes. He has four eyes altogether. Two of them are fairly normal. The other two eyes are on these stalk-like things that stick out of the top of his head like those little horns a giraffe has. On the end of each stalk, he has an eye, which he can point in any direction. Very weird. But you can't sneak up on the guy, that's for sure.
I am confused,
Axe said. It's okay, you don't need to understand. I just want you to go with me.
To the party.
That's right. We have to go to the party to see what Darlene says about me. She and her cheerleader friends are probably going to talk about me. I want to hear what they say.
And you want me to go with you?
Yeah, you and me. I need someone to watch my back.
But Prince Jake will be at the party, won't he?
I rolled my eyes. Axe is convinced Jake is his prince. I guess analytes are into the whole royalty thing. Yes, Jake will be there. But Jake's not going to help me spy on Darlene, is he? Neither will Cassie. Cassie doesn't exactly fit in with the cheerleader crowd. They talk about clothes and guys. Cassie talks about animals and saving the world or whatever.
Pardon me if I sound skeptical, and please don't be offended,
Axe said.
But I sense that maybe this is a dishonorable idea.
You sense right, Axe.
Tobias. He zipped swiftly overhead and landed on a low branch. He was carrying something in his beak. Hey, Tobias, I said. Do you have it?
Yes. And do you know how hard it is to fly around with a live, squirming mouse in my beak?
Drop it down to me, I said.
You are a twisted, devious human being, Marco.
Tobias said.
Axe, if you have any sense, you won't get involved in this.
Tobias, I am suffering. I have small itching bumps on parts of my body. Marco has agreed to help me if I will help him. He has a rare medicine that will help.
Marco, you're blackmailing Axe with flea powder? Axe, my friend, you just picked up a couple of fleas. It's normal in the woods. Don't let Marco jerk you.
Just give me the mouse and stop acting like a parent, I interrupted. I'm not blackmailing anyone. I'll bring Axe the flea powder. Jeez, the suspicion around here. Tobias dropped the mouse and I caught it with one hand. It squirmed and I almost dropped it. But as I began to acquire it, it calmed down. See, if you want to morph into an animal, you have to acquire it first. You have to make contact. Then you sort of focus on it, concentrate on it. The animal goes into a trance. And meanwhile, the animal's DNA is being absorbed. Don't ask me how it works. It's some weird analyte biotechnology. I just know it works. When I was done acquiring the mouse, I handed it to Axe. He had to use both hands to hold on. Analyte arms and hands are kind of puny. Of course, they also have four legs, and those are pretty strong. I mean, Axe can haul when he wants to. I'll bet he could do 40 miles an hour. And then there's that tail. The tail is the reason analytes will never be considered truly cute. I've seen Axe use this tail on full-grown Hork-Bajir warriors. And fast? Man, you don't even see it move. It's like whap! And all of a sudden, a Hork-Bajir only has one arm. I believe Axe could chop down a tree with that tail if he felt like it.
Marco, you know Jake will roast you alive for this,
Tobias said.
Morphing for personal reasons?
Hey, Jake was invited to the party, alright? He'll be soaking up the rays at poolside. He'll be having a good time. Meanwhile, I, his best friend, was not even invited. Jake is big on justice. I ask you, is this justice? No, clearly not.
Marco, Jake says the last time you were invited to one of Darlene's pool parties, you floated Baby Ruth Bar in the pool. Then you told everyone it was, well, you know. Maybe that's why you weren't invited.
I was like 6 years old, I protested. I didn't know any better. Besides, it was funny.
Marco, you are not six. You are 10.
Whatever, who remembers this stuff?
Darlene does.
I ignored Tobias. Are you done acquiring the mouse? I asked Axe. If so, give it back to Tobias for lunch.
I've eaten. Thanks.
Tobias said.
But you shouldn't laugh. You want to go play mouse? You better remember one thing. There are a lot of predators who enjoy eating mice, and it's a dangerous world out there.
And who would know better than you, Mr. Predator? Tobias laughed.
Even we predators get ours sometimes. I saw a bald eagle get mobbed by a bunch of jays this morning. Slammed into a tree. I guess the eagle was going after their nest.
There won't be any eagles at the party, I said. The bird world is your problem, dude. I have a party to attend.
Darlene likes him,
Axe said.
But she doesn't like him.
That's pretty much how everyone feels about Marco,
Tobias said with a laugh.